Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I wanted to talk about the elephant in the room, Duolingo. And this comes up so many times in over the years, actually, for people asking me, as far as language learning resources go, should they use this app? They usually say that because they want me to say yes, because they're already using it. They have some kind of a streak. And I try to tread lightly on this historically. I try to say, it's okay. It's better than nothing. Because ultimately, it was just a dopamine fix for a lot of people that they kept their streak up. But the content that it actually taught you is pretty useless and irrelevant. But now I have to change my stance. And from now on, I'm just going to outright say it is a terrible idea to use this app. I really think people need to ditch it and move on to other resources. Duolingo is not where it's at. And this is mainly because a new announcement has just come to light that at least these terrible courses that it's had over the last 2 years, at least those were human made, but they announced that they are launching 148 100% AI written courses. And this is a terrible idea, but it's obviously Duolingo trying to cut corners, save a lot of money, and get rid of contractors that are human and producing human-made content. And I think that AI is still in its infancy. Like, it feels like it's everywhere, but we're still at the early stages. And it does do pretty well for a certain amount of tasks. But unfortunately, language learning is not among those tasks yet. I think with time, it'll get better and better. But right now, I do not recommend using AI as your main language learning tool for any purpose. And I think it's way too early for any kind of company to be embracing it 100%. I think that they made a lot of conclusions that experienced language learners would not have come to. It's like if you ask me, like, I don't have any experience in law, but if I asked AI for some legal advice and it spat something out, I'd be like, well, from my perspective, that seems great. So I think I'm going to use this to replace a lawyer. I think that's kind of what's been happening here, is they just saw content that they felt did the job, and so they would just ditch the human contributors. So this is kind of the straw that broke the camel's back for me, because I have been saying for a long time that Duolingo is just a bad course. The content it teaches you is not good. I don't see it as a language learning resource. I've always seen it more as a game. It's just a source of dopamine that you'll get your trophies, you'll see the streak, and you'll feel good about yourself from that. But it was barely better than nothing. But now it's gone even below that. So you really need to move on from Duolingo, even if you have a streak. The content that you're learning is not made by humans. It's made by AI that's regurgitated slop from not even running through experienced people. Like, I will use AI in my day-to-day work to kind of augment something I'm already doing, but a 100% AI-focused approach is not the way to go for a language learning company. So there's lots of other things you can do to replace Duolingo if it's part of your routine. I don't have a streak per se, but I definitely have consistently every day, with very few exceptions like travel days, been using Anki, because that's my go-to vocabulary tool. So that's just a part of my routine. I start my day with an espresso and I go through Anki. I don't have any bells and whistles to reward me for finishing or for keeping my streak, but I do get the benefits out of it because it's more tailor-made. So I don't have useless phrases. I have things that I know come up in my conversations. And you could check in day to day with a community. This is actually way better than any app, is to have some kind of accountability with people. And as you guys know, I run the Fluent in 3 months bootcamp. So please do check that out. Just go to languagehacking.com/BC. There's plenty of other things you can do. You can find, if you really want an app, Mango Languages has something similar to Duolingo, but if you use your library card, you can actually access it for free. And that's another thing about Duolingo, is you are going to be paying a subscription for accessing AI content, which is just ridiculous because you can already access AI content for free. There are good things you can do with AI, and you guys know I'm not anti-AI. I've used the likes of ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, and so on for many ways to augment my language learning, like for learning mnemonics and coming up with them quickly, and for thinking of different ways of forming words and putting prefixes together. I do use it a lot. And if you wanted to use AI, you could do that for free. Just log into ChatGPT. You could even start having conversations with certain AI tools, let you do that. And I think there's potential there. I would not make this as your core language learning thing that you're logging into every day. But there is room for AI to augment our language learning. The problem is Duolingo kind of positions itself to be that thing you check into. If you're going to do one thing every day in language learning, it's going to be keeping your Duolingo streak up. And I think that's really sad because there's so many other things you could be doing on a day-to-day basis that will really push your language learning skills forward. And Duolingo is not one of those things. It's fine if you enjoy it and you log in. Like I said, it used to be better than nothing. So it's not the end of the world if you are using it. But now with AI-based content, I really have to advise against it. There's lots of other things you can do. If you're doing it for the dopamine fix, because like I said, I see it more like a game. Why not play a literal video game, like a role-playing game, and just change the language of the game settings to your target language? And that way you still get the same kind of dopamine kick that you would get from an app like Duolingo, but you enjoy it a bit more and maybe you get a bit better immersion. There's millions of things you can do that would not include using this app. And I really feel like it was a terrible idea from the team behind Duolingo to make this decision. Because like I said, it was already barely okay. And now it's just going to be terrible quality. So we're not at the stage now that you want to be using a 100% language learning tool to guide you. There are lots of ways you can use AI, 100% AI tool, I should say. There's lots of ways you can use it to augment it. And I've said them before, I'll mention them again in future episodes, ways that I'm using AI. But at the end of the day, what I'm doing consistently every day is to try to get some kind of spoken practice with a human. And if that's something that's not affordable to you or you can't travel to the country, then maybe you can use AI to give you a little leg up. But you don't need to pay for that. You don't need to do it in some kind of presented form by somebody else's app. You could just use a free tool. So I really have to highly advise that you ditch Duolingo, move on to something else. I give plenty of suggested resources. If you join Bootcamp, I'll definitely give you all of the ones that I like to talk about. We talk about a lot in this podcast and many other episodes. There's a million ways you can use your day-to-day routine to keep up with language learning, but it's time to delete Duolingo. And that is my honest thoughts, on the subject. I hope you've enjoyed hearing that. I don't tend to like to talk about bad tools like this, but Duolingo is just so ubiquitous across the world. It's always something that people talk about when it comes to language learning. So I feel like I need to make my opinion about it very clear, especially with the news that they just came out with. So yeah, that is what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Thanks for tuning in. And until the next time, very happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.